USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States has passed another grim milestone in the fight against COVID-19, as the nation has passed 250,000 confirmed deaths from the disease. There was an average of 1,167 deaths from COVID per day last week. Many states and local jurisdictions are trying to enact various restrictions as ways to slow quickly increasing numbers of coronavirus cases in their areas. Admiral Brett Jirwa is a member of the President's Coronavirus Task Force, and he tells MSNBC that not enacting these temporary restrictions could cost more lives.
If we don't institute these measures and be very rigorous at the state and local levels about limiting certain businesses, not all businesses, most businesses can stay open, K through 12 can stay open, but we have to have masks, we have to limit indoor crowded spaces. If we do not do that, we will lose tens of thousands of Americans by the time the vaccine is out and widely distributed.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley announced Tuesday that he was in quarantine after testing positive for coronavirus. On the Senate floor Wednesday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell noted that Grassley's absence broke a streak for him, missing his first vote in the chamber since 1993. From the floor, McConnell remarked on Grassley's leadership and wished his colleague a speedy recovery.
On Monday, in his floor remarks, our colleague reminded all Americans of our duties in this moment. Quote, although promising vaccines for the coronavirus are on the horizon, it is more important than ever to stop the surge. Wash your hands, limit your activity outside your household, social distance, wear a mask. We're all going to get through this together, but we need everyone to do their part. All of the Senate's thoughts and prayers are with our distinguished colleague who reported yesterday evening that he still feels fine. We hope that will remain the case.
Two more lawmakers have tested positive for the virus on Wednesday. Dan Newhouse, a Republican representative from Washington, and Doug Lamborn, a Republican representative from Colorado, announced they had been infected as well. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar is echoing the CDC's guidelines when it comes to celebrating Thanksgiving. Tim Berg reports from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar spoke Wednesday about the coronavirus pandemic, talking up the very encouraging news about vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna. The CDC recently sent out guidelines about how people should safely celebrate Thanksgiving, which Azar made a point of noting on Wednesday.
The safest way to celebrate Thanksgiving this year is at home with the people you live with and through virtual celebrations. Gathering indoors with people who aren't members of your household is a higher risk activity for spreading the virus. Please know that there is light at the end of the tunnel. Because of the sacrifices Americans have made and the hard work that so many have done, we will have the chance to celebrate holidays much more safely with family and friends, not so far in the future.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
In response to a wave of COVID infections, the National Football League has put all of its teams into its intensive protocol. Masks will be mandated at all times in team facilities, all meetings will be virtual or held in a large indoor space, and other measures will be implemented to keep players and staff from congregating in public areas. The league hopes to reduce both infections and cases of quarantine due to being a close contact of someone who had tested positive. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.